Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another exciting episode of Super Megacast. I know you've been waiting all week for it. Well, the time is here, and it's Super Megacast.
That's right. Another week has passed, and Matt and I are here once again, as always, to provide you with voices so you can be more productive or be entertained. I feel like people listen to us in the background more than they actively listen or actively watch.
Maybe our purpose in life, you ever thought, like, if everyone has a purpose, our purpose is just to exist as background noise for people to help them get through their day?
I hope we're at least decent. I know sometimes we get a little goofy.
Silly, yeah.
And we scare people.
No, get the feather!
Luke, you threw in a scary sound effect.
Yeah,
right?
You know he did. He threw in a very scary sound right there.
People say, super mega. I'm driving when I listen to you, and when you put in the big scary sounds, it makes me weave off the road. Potentially getting in an accident, sometimes actually getting in an accident, or people blame us. Which, I don't want to take credit for it because I don't want to, I'm not going to claim culpability in something, but if you think that that's what happened, that's hilarious.
To the one fan who did drive off the road when we put in a jump scare and they broke their arm, Without accepting any form of responsibility, I'm just saying I hope that your arm has healed. That was a while ago. I have nothing to be sorry about.
Exactly. No, well, you're sorry that
I'm sorry that it happened to them. Yeah, it's an unfortunate thing, but...
But you're not sorry as in you're not claiming responsibility for any of...
Which, what they tell you...
Physical damage.
...is apparently if you're ever in any fender bender or car accident, never say you're sorry. Even if it is your fault, just don't say it, because apparently that's my first go-to is if I were to hit someone, like, oh, I'm so sorry, but that apparently can be used against you in court and the insurance companies as admitting fault.
I say that you should only speak in slurs so they're too embarrassed to tell the police exactly what you said.
So what did he say?
He said some bad stuff.
He just said a bunch of slurs.
I mean... Are slurs based on what? Like, what word?
He was slurring his words? Like, what do you mean?
Oh, is he drunk? No. He said... Luke, do you want to throw in a slur? I don't know. What your favorite slur, Luke?
There it is, everyone. That's Luke's
favorite. Mine is cracker.
Slur. Cracker's a great slur.
Yeah.
Honky's good.
It is a slur, technically, right?
Cracker?
Yeah.
Twitch banded,
treats
yeah.
it as one, so...
I think cracker's a slur. It hurts me when someone calls me cracker.
Yeah, it hurts me greatly.
You know, my family,
my wife, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is that a Borat impression
you're
working
on? Yeah,
it's
a Borat impression.
That's awesome.
Dude, they mentioned Borat in The Sopranos.
What?
Yeah.
They go, that hit was very nice. You did a gabagool.
He goes,
very nice.
I gotta fucking go back home to my wife.
Oh, really?
No, the daughter comes in the room to her brother. He's all depressed looking at news about the Afghanistan war. And she's like, I'm watching Borat downstairs. It's the part where he brings his shit to the lady. I could watch it a million times. And the brother's like, it's not fair to the people that were involved.
What, is he some sort of, like, a right-wing asshole or whatever?
No, actually the opposite. When he in the final season, he becomes very depressed and becomes obsessed with the war in George Bush. I just finished Sopranos.
Is George Bush in Sopranos?
He is. Yeah, there's a part where the brother and his girlfriend are watching a funny compilation of George Bush dancing to some goofy music.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Yeah, but I finished it finally.
Congratulations.
It's been, I watched the whole thing in less than a month, but really fantastic show. Got a lot of sad parts, a lot of good parts. The ending. I know the ending is, you've seen the ending. You haven't seen the show, but you've seen the ending, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people hated it. I loved it. I thought it was a great ending.
I think the ending fits. I don't know. It's not like a, I don't know. People say that it like leaves it open for interpretation. I feel like it does. I'm not going to spoil it, but I feel like it does to a degree, but not in terms of like to where it comes at the disservice of any character growth or the themes or anything like that. I feel like the ending actually serves the themes of the show. And I know I haven't watched the show. It's like, Ryan, how can you be saying this? Well, it's because I know the ending.
Yeah.
And I knowing about Sopranos, you kind of understand that. I feel like Sopranos kind of, I don't know, a lot of shows have that popular thing with it, like Breaking Bad. You're the criminal with the heart, with not, I guess, the heart of gold, but the criminal you're rooting for.
Right.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Until maybe you watch it a second time. I don't know if Tony Soprano, like, I'm sure he's a piece of shit.
He's a pretty bad guy.
But he didn't watch Jane die.
No, he didn't watch Jane die.
people are like, you said you weren't going to spoil.
I think
Sopranos, then you just go and biff on Breaking Bad?
Walter White's a worse guy than Tony Soprano for sure.
The BB?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
But
you're going to spoil BB for me, bro?
I also just finished Better Call Saul.
Yeah?
My rewatch. But real quick. David Chase, the creator of Sopranos, mm-hmm. said that because people ask him about the ending, and he's like, if you just pay attention to how we wrote it, all the clues are there for you to figure out. And I will say, in the second to last episode, the ending scene kind of writes out the ending for you. I know people will debate me in the comments on this, on what you can figure out. Well, I don't want to spoil the show, but it's also been out since 1999.
I could put it like this. The show doesn't have to blatantly show you what it's going for. I think you understand exactly the tone that the finale and the scene is setting. I think most people came to a certain conclusion because, as you said, they set it up earlier, and I can only assume what that means. I know. I'm talking a lot of ish for someone who's never watched the show.
No, you're spot on, though.
But
you're spot on.
Yeah.
You fucking spot on. And I'll just say people can interpret it as a good ending or a bad ending. I think that the bad ending is the one that...
Okay.
Loop cut real quick.
You can only see our interpretations and in that brief discussion on our Patreon. Unfortunately, we're putting that 20-second, 30-second clip up. You have to pay $5 for it. Okay.
Specifically, that clip is behind Patreon, but also its own paywall. So that's an extra $5.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, great show. And I just finished my first rewatch of Better Call Saul from start to finish. And you know what? The show I think is massively better on a straight full rewatch for the second time, because I feel like the first time I watched Better Call Saul, I was expecting more because I was used to Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
And not that Better Call Saul didn't come with punches, but you know, it was tonally different.
Yeah.
Especially like the ending and stuff. But I think that on the second rewatch, not having my expectations set to like, oh, it's going to be as intense as Breaking Bad and stuff like that. You know, I really, really liked it. I really like the ending now.
My favorite part of Better Call Saul, I could even go back. I feel like upon rewatch, I might change my mind, but I still think seasons 1 through 3 are like my favorite seasons of the whole show. 4 and 5 have really great episodes, but for me, my favorite storyline involved Chuck. I love the dynamic between the brothers. I really like, and not to say that it became like worse or bad when that story thread is solved,
right?
But I don't know. I didn't connect as much with the season 4 and 5 stuff. I didn't feel as
well. Season 4 or 5 becomes more the Breaking Bad universe.
Yeah.
Where seasons 1 through 3 are almost entirely Better Call Saul's original, like, it's about Jimmy's life. And then it starts to get into all the Breaking Bad characters. And I like both of them for different reasons. I think the final season's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just like the way it ends, and I really like the scene on the bus. It's really probably the best scene in the show.
I'm sure you do.
I laughed when I was watching that scene. It's in the final episode.
That's like one of the scenes where I'm like, oh no.
Hey. It's Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul. Better Call Saul.
It's a good show though. I liked it more on my rewatch, and it made more sense because I had never rewatched it. So I had started it in 2014 when it first aired on TV. Or 2015. So it's like, it was so spaced out.
What would we order?
Oh, I started it before I moved out to LA. The first episode aired when I was still in college.
I know that, but I'm saying, what would we order when we would watch it?
B-dubs, Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's right. Wings. Oh. Wings and mozzarella sticks.
Uh-huh. And the cheese poppers, or whatever they were, curds.
The hook was out of here.
It was a time gone. You know,
the hook lasted like a month before, month or two maybe.
It's not sustainable. It's not a sustainable habit.
It's not. I mean, maybe if I didn't purchase my own hook and I went socially to hookah bars with some buds, I would be a little more prone to like go hook it up.
I think I'm hooked out for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I could still maybe here and there go. Hookah bars are fun, but God, dude. I mean, the thing is, if you're not used to nicotine at all and you go to a hookah bar and you rip it, I feel like hookah bars have a lot of puke to clean up.
Well, maybe it's good because, you know, you go to a hookah bar, typically they'll serve Mediterranean food, and that's very filling. It's you know, a lot of like heavy meat. There's rice, a lot of bread, that type of shit. Unless you get one of their salads. But yeah, so I Hold on. Luke, censor this out. I'm readjusting ball skin.
It looked like you were looking directly at my crotch while doing that.
Ball skin and tip and just kind of getting everything. Okay, I'm all good.
Sounds like a legal firm. Ball skin and tip.
Yeah, we got them in the ball skin and tip.
But yeah, I feel like hookah bars got to clean up a lot of puke. I feel like a lot of first timers go and just...
It is overwhelming, but we've talked about this, we haven't had hookah in years. We haven't had hookah since probably 2015.
I remember the last time I had hookah.
It was in the apartment?
No, it was one time when I visited home, probably in 2017 or 2016.
Oh, I'm going to...
No, a friend from church... from youth group invited me out, Christian invited me out to go to a hookah bar with these twins that we went to church with, these kind of like fratty twins. Like,
okay.
We're going to the hookah bar. So I was like, sure. And I went, and that was the last time I had hookah. And I just remember, I was like, this is nasty. This is really gross.
That was riveting. And we'll be right back after these ads.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Cheers.
Cheers, buddy.
To another good 20 or so minutes until the next ad read, buddy.
I'll tell you what, man. Usually diet drinks, you can taste the dietness, but sugar-free Red Bull, it doesn't have that diet taste, that fake sugar taste, you know?
I've never really been one for Red Bull. The first time I tried it, I was like, this tastes like medicine.
It's strong.
I'm a white monster guy, I will say.
You are a white monster. It's what gives Red Bull that taste?
Wings.
Come on, man. I think it is. In Thailand, when I was there, they have... It looks like a medicine shot. Because I think Red Bull is from Thailand. And it's like... I tried it, and it actually tastes like medicine there. It's like... It might be... It's like a bunch of roots and shit. So...
You know exactly what was coming your way when your mom whipped out the clear medicine.
Psst. Oh,
it wasn't purple or bubblegum pink.
Psst. Honestly... Yeah, the clear medicine was pretty bad, but honestly...
I preferred it later on, because I was like, I don't like... The way I'm going to describe it is, there's a better way to explain it, but the way, like, when something is trying to taste good when it's actually medicine reminds me of when you spray Febreze in a bathroom that's just been slaughtered with
yeah.
poop. With feces.
The thing is, it's like the medicine is going...
still that masking, you know.
Yeah, and it's going to taste bad regardless, the medicine. I'd rather just get the bad taste over with. But the thing is, they mask it with something that also tastes bad. Cherry or grape, that shit. The only decent one, kind of decent, was Motrin, the orange-flavored syrup. But like cherry or grape, by itself, those flavors were so nasty, especially cherry. Cherry was the worst of them all.
Grape, so I love bubblegum pink stuff. That was probably just Pepto, though.
Did you ever get, when you were a kid, that medicine from the doctor? I don't know if it was antibiotics, but it looked like Pepto, and it was bubblegum flavor.
Might have been that shit.
And it
that
was
stuff.
Delicious.
Yes, that's the stuff I'm talking
but
about.
But it came in like a brown bottle that was kind of a little bit see-through. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what that shit was, because that shit
Give me some.
I still remember the flavor. Like, I can, like, feel it in my mouth.
Do you remember, something that I don't do, that I wonder if, like, maybe when I turn 40, I'll do it. Maybe 40 is the good stage for Vic's Vapo Rub.
Oh, yeah.
Just putting that on your chest for a good night's sleep.
That's definitely a good night's sleep. You do that's a thing?
You know, isn't it used to, like, open up airways?
Oh, shit. I got to try that.
Not open up airways, but, like, it's used for congestion, huh?
Yeah, I know that if you put it, like, under your nose, you can, like, breathe, or you can't actually breathe better, I think, but it just feels like it, because you can actually feel the air coming up, because it's that like menthol shit.
Yeah.
Another thing to mention, when I was in Thailand, they had that shit just in a stick that you would sniff, and it was awesome.
Well, we have something in a bottle we can sniff.
That's right, and it's called poppers.
Yep. I'd say that, like, it's crazy how much more productive, like, people get worried or whatever, but Matt and I have done our research. We're adults, and I think, you know, getting a recharge sometimes in a Let's Play, you might need like 5 popper hits, take a secret one so people don't, you know, get on my ass, because people are kind of crazy. You and I have been taking poppers for a while, and it's about daily consumption, and there have been no difficulties in terms of focus or any like memory problems or anything like that. And I guess I'm just stating this because I've seen a lot of people worry about drug use, popper use, and all that. I'm just saying we're just using it for recreational fun, you know.
Well, I use it medicinally. I self-medicate with poppers about 20, 30 times a day. It keeps me, you know, if I don't have poppers, I feel like I can't actually feel my own happiness. So it helps me that way.
For me, it's like I need it to have fun for a Let's Play. So yeah, I guess that would be considered
medication. It's, you know, it's good. You know, I can't really, when I get home from work, I can't experience any emotion unless I use it. So that
the moment you get home, you just need that fucking hit.
Yeah. Moment I wake up, it helps me feel some emotion. It helps me, you know. Otherwise, I'm just numb.
And I keep some in my glove box just to like have if I'm in traffic and stressed.
And if you get pulled over and offered to the cops, say, "Hey, copper, want a popper?" They'll let you go every time.
Yeah.
You know. And I know, yeah, I've seen a lot of people online concerned about popper usage, that we're addicted to drugs. But I'm letting you know we're not addicted. We just use it throughout the day to get by.
Yeah.
You know?
Little by little. I mean, you need more as you go on.
Exactly.
But that's just because
tolerance.
Yeah, your tolerance. You're becoming stronger in general. So,
yeah, I do the same thing with alcohol. It also helps me a lot. But those are nice kicks, man.
Thanks. They're new.
Are they?
Yeah.
I was gonna say I was looking at them earlier. I was like, those are clean, dude.
It's my new pair of. I get one pair of shoes I wear for the year, and this is that pair.
It's that time of the year, April 1st, when you get some new shoes?
Well, because my other ones are worn out from training, so they have no more support. You really don't notice the loss of support in shoes until you put on a brand new pair.
I
feel wonderful.
I should get some shoes like that, man, because I recently got these new Nike sneakers, and they have zero support.
They look fly,
thanks, man.
They look very fly.
They got zero support. That's the problem, though. The shoes I was wearing earlier before this had some custom support that I had put in. And when I put these on, I was like, ow, dude. But now I'm used to them. So if I go back to some support, like I got to get some sneakers like that.
They're great. I love them.
They're stylish. They
these are
good.
The same, I think, brand that remember when we were in a...
They're the same shoe size.
Yeah. When we were in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
The first time I had only brought my flip-flops to walk around. We were in Shibuya... crossing and
very
I was
disrespectful
still just wearing my flip-flops and Aaron was like there's a shoe store over here. I don't know why I'm making him sound like that, but
that's how he talks when he's off camera.
I go, there's a shoe store over
there's a shoe store over here, Ryan.
And
come on,
you know, these are the same types of shoes I use for Disney World. They get me through the day. And I'm like that sounds perfect. And so I got myself a pair, and I got myself another pair after that when they worn out. Now this is the third type. I've been off of this particular shoe for about 2 years, though. 3 years? 2 years, actually, maybe.
They're very nice. They look cool.
I like them.
I really like...
They help with back, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a huge
the
aspect...
The more support, the better.
Yeah, the huge aspect for your back is your foot support, which the doctor told me, because I have those fucking bunions, mm-hmm. He said as I get older, into my 30s and my 40s, my knees, my hips, my back... My pussy and my crack, they're all just going to fucking suck unless I get that surgery soon.
Part of me is wondering, should I get some back surgery to shine my shoes, oil my hinges?
Honestly, dude, with the sciatica shit, I would just bite the bullet and just fucking get that surgery. Because how invasive is it?
Well, it's on your spine.
That's not that big of a deal, though. I mean, what do you think the recovery is like, though? Do you think it's like...
Probably maybe a few weeks. Maybe like a month, month
I'd
and a
half.
I'd
say it's worth it for the rest of your life, though.
Where you're sore and then... Yeah, I mean, there's just a constant just kind of like aggravating discomfort.
Crazy poppers.
At all times.
Poppers around for... You don't even have to get a prescription medication. Just poppers
True.
For pain relief.
True. Although I would love to get some more opiates, because ever since I ran out, I've been a little nuts.
Yeah, you have been. So we could probably get you some.
Yeah.
You know...
I prefer, though... I think it's just because, you know, we both own Super Mega. This is both of our office. I think that if I want to take out, like, if I want my mental illness to impact the workspace, I think I have the full right to do that without any repercussions on my end. As I said, I'm the one who owns the company. Are you going to fire me? Am I going to fire me?
I don't have the option to fire you.
Yeah,
you have the option to fire me, technically.
But, yeah.
Which is funny, because when we were signing the business documents, the person guiding us said, oh, just fill your names out in different spots. You can pick and choose. It doesn't actually matter. Little did I know.
I'm so glad you let my mom mediate for us, too.
Well, she did a good job. But,
you
know,
if that's what it was, she just gave me all ownership.
She's like, oh, Matt, these don't matter.
Ryan, choose CEO. Choose this.
Yes.
This.
She gives you all the good ones. Well, we were told that it actually didn't matter. They were all like, it's like, it's whatever. But like, you do have the, like, you can fire me and I can't fire you. So you do actually hold a lot more power than I do.
How easy would it be for me to make that happen? Like, you putting up a fight, how would that be resolved?
Okay, well, two things. I'd put up a fight if you were trying to fire me, but at the same time, it's like, if we were at that point, would I even want to keep doing this? So, like, why? What would the point be? Or I guess the point at that point would come if, because I'm like, obviously we're not going to keep doing Super Mega.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, it would be fighting for money.
Yeah,
over through the company.
Yeah,
because, you know, we're 50-50. So I'm like, well, if you're also, we've never signed a contract with each other. because I, you know, we trust each other.
I trust
And friends in business always goes well.
Yes.
So it's like.
Which we've learned.
Which, yeah, exactly. So we don't need to worry about that. So, yeah, I mean, if you actually did one day just choose to fire me.
Say I tried to sneakily do it.
I think we'd have a social network moment.
Like, what would happen? Like, I get the locks changed. I get the locks changed. All of a sudden, you're not getting paid. Like,
you stop texting
me. You try to call our accountant. They're like, I can be your personal accountant, but no longer am I.
You're off the company. I'd probably lose my mind. I would be furious.
I just overnight, I'm like, I get really petty. I'm like, you know what? Hey, can you stop payrolling Matt? I don't know. He's getting too comfortable at the local playground. I don't know. Say something.
Just make some shit up so she's like, absolutely. Like this is a liability otherwise. Yeah, I'd be very mad.
Use the R word on stream?
No, I didn't. Oh, my goodness. He can't do that. Yeah, absolutely.
There are two R words.
Yeah, sitting in this room. I'm just kidding. That was too far. Damn it. Now you have real reason to actually remove me from the company. I fucked up. I'm sorry.
We'll be right back. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right, baby.
That's what I call ad reads. Or a short break. If you're on Patreon and you get the podcast with no ads.
And you get it early.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool. But enough shilling ourselves. I want to talk about something serious.
RuneScape?
No. I was going to say Yo Mama. Well, RuneScape, I mean, I will say. I just hit a little update. Combat level 75. I got 60 attack, 60 strength, and 60 defense. So, yeah, I can officially use Dragon now.
Ooh, okay.
And.
Nice.
And I've been getting bullied. It's really been hurting my feelings.
In game?
Mm-hmm.
Online?
In game. Okay. Because, let me tell you something. It's a little place called Fossil Island. And to get there, you have to do a quest. And to do the quest, you have to complete this other kind of long challenge. I did it. I get there because it's the best training spot in the game. But, you know, the monster spawn points, there's mm-hmm. always people there doing the same thing. So when I find one that's empty, I'll switch worlds until I find one that's empty. And I'm like, yeah. And I guess it's like etiquette, you know, if someone is already there in one of those spots, don't come up and attack the same monster.
Unless you're stronger than them. Then
exactly.
You kill them.
Well, then, you know, these higher level players will come up to me and just tell me to fuck off.
Are they just like, fuck off?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
This guy comes up and just goes, fuck off. When I had the spot for like 20 minutes.
Oh,
and
I'm damn.
Like, and I was like, no. And he's like, all right. And started killing all the monsters before I could. And he's like, you're just hurting your own XP at this point. He's like,
did you do anything?
And then he was like, bro, find another world. And I was like,
why don't you find
that's one? What I said. I was like, are you not capable of doing the same thing?
And he said, no.
Just told me to fuck off again.
Fuck off.
So I left and he thought he won. Then I came back, started just not even to gain some XP. I started just attacking the same monsters. Every time he'd attack a monster, I'd hit it too. Got his ass.
Ooh, were you stealing XP from him?
It was just annoying, yeah.
Oh.
Because okay. I'd be taking health off.
He's like, seriously, fuck off.
He just disappeared after a while. Another time, someone came up to me when I was training, and they were much more polite, and they said, hey, I'll give you 100K gold if you find another spot. And I said, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds perfect. I like that more than fuck off.
Well, then another time I ran up to an area and I was playing on my phone, so I was watching TV and I accidentally, one of the monsters attacked me. Mm. So I automatically started fighting back and the guy said something really mean to me. I don't remember what it was. It was along the lines of fuck off. And I was like, wow, that was unnecessary. So I just kept attacking the monster. I was being a little troll.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, bot or just brain dead?
Ooh, so you kept attacking?
So I said, neither. Full of swag.
Full of swag.
And he
his response?
He said, can you please find another spot?
So okay, so he said please.
So then I backed off. But his initial response was akin to fuck off. I don't remember what it was. So, yeah, but I've been having to, you know, it is the best spot in the game pretty much for training your levels, for your attack levels, and just, I'm very, it's hard to find it empty. That's so.
And it would take you like a good 30 minutes to even level up now since you're so high leveled.
With that, it's taking me closest to an hour just to get one level up.
Damn.
I know.
It, hey. The cost of brilliance is high.
It's incredibly high.
But
I don't get how some of these guys have these maxed out levels, because the gap between level 98 and 99 is the same as like 1 to 77.
Well, you have to think about like how people obsess over games. Like, I know you're obsessed, but there are people who are not playing the game. You know what I mean?
It's their life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it's their WoW.
It's their happiness.
I tried to get into WoW. I had fun for a little bit, then I just kind of backed off. I feel like it's one of those games where if you weren't in it at the start, maybe you didn't, I don't know.
I've always wanted to get into WoW. It seems a little complex.
It's fine. I mean, like, I had Ross helping me, and so that was nice. And then there were other people that came and, you know, helped me out, gave me some items.
I would like to. I've never tried. I feel like I'd like it, but WoW's also one of those things where I feel like I don't know, I might get a little addicted to it.
Yeah, you, it is addicting. It is RuneScape on crack, I guess, essentially. Mm-hmm. I just played a bunch to back years ago just to unlock a certain class, and then after I did, I just stopped playing altogether.
I remember your WoW phase. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I forgot everything. My character's still there. He still exists.
I wish I had gotten into it when you did so I could play it with you, because now it's like another thing is if I don't have anyone to play with.
But now you're so over-leveled that it's like you'd just be babysitting me.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to fucking... I mean, I'm playing my own games. I just replayed Resident Evil 5 and beat it this morning.
I know. You know,
it was
like...
great. The AI for... Because you've watched me play Resident Evil 2 and some of 3, and you're watching me play 4 right now. Spoiler alert for the next series coming out on the channel. But... it's a bit different because it's Resident Evil 5 is meant to be a co-op game. And so when played single player, that co-op partner is then given to AI.
Oh, and it's not very good?
I'll be doing a boss fight, and some of the bosses or mini bosses have like one-shot kills, like a guy with a chainsaw. If he gets near you and swings and hits you, you're dead. You're just instantly dead. So I'll be running, and the computer will get like stuck on a pillar for like a brief second, which gives it just enough time to die. So there are several times where...
if the AI dies, you die too?
Mm-hmm. You have to restart from a checkpoint.
That sucks.
Man, I hope they do a remake. A lot of people don't want 5 to have a remake.
Let me help you out there. A lot of woke assholes don't want them to do a remake, Ryan. Yeah.
All I'm saying is Resident Evil 5, as much as people hate it, best-selling Resident Evil game. So, let's hop off the high horse. I don't know if it's done better than any of the remakes though.
I don't know if they want to touch that one.
I feel like they will, because
they're gonna have to change a lot.
they'd have to change one specific section in general, which would be, I think, the marshland section where you're going around in a boat, and there's some huts and villages. The game takes place in Africa, so as you can imagine. When you go to the marshlands in Africa and there are huts and villages, the types of people you will see.
The character design
is
a little out there.
Their state of dress / undress. It's just, they're going to have to tweak it a little bit. I don't know why. I'm sorry, Luke.
Jim could do an edit here.
Yeah, Jim. I don't trust Jim.
Yeah. Oh, especially on this subject matter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For those wondering, it's like, how bad could it be? Or I didn't play Resident Evil. Oh, let me guess. It's just, Luke, remember that image I sent to the group text that, without any context, that probably just looked racist from the start?
Oh, Ryan sending another racist image to the group text.
Again, throw up that picture. That's the enemy type that I'm mainly talking about. That one right there.
Maybe Luke, when you throw it up, you should get rid of our camera as well, so it's not, so people can't grab a screen grab of just the picture in the middle of the two of us.
And an arrow that says this is from the Resident Evil 5 game.
Yeah. Yes. And also then, like, make sure on the picture you put...
this is an example.
And then just put the word, like, offensive, or like, this is very offensive.
Or could be seen as offensive.
There, yeah, that's good.
You know, give us a little wiggle room to play the middle a bit. But it's still my favorite Resident Evil game. I haven't played one, but I've played now two, some of three. I've never played four. I'm having fun with four.
I like four a lot. Four is really fun.
Five is just a different beast. It's just a fun little action game.
Four is tied with two for me right now, honestly.
Yeah. I think there's just a lot of the camp factor is why I love Resident Evil. And that's why Resident Evil 5 just kicks it up a notch. And they've toned down the camp a little bit in the Resident Evil 4 remake, but mm-hmm. camp's always been a part of the Resident Evil games, which I appreciate.
With 2, I just really liked Mr. X.
Mr. X, he just looked like a buff Rorschach from The Watchmen.
Every Resident Evil game that we've played so far,
they have a big scary person.
Does every Resident Evil game have a big scary person?
I never played the first one, so the second one is Mr. X. The third one has Nemesis or whatever the fuck that thing is with the rocket launcher.
He was cool as fuck.
4, we haven't come across any big stalking person yet.
But we have come across big...
A dude that could be, but he hasn't... We haven't had any stalker enemy. Like, the enemy type is just a big, invincible enemy that is always walking towards you. The plot of It Follows in a game character.
Yeah. Well...
Which the plot of It Follows, for those who don't know, there's an entity always walking towards you.
I love that word.
No matter what. Entity?
Entity, yeah. Mm. Entity. It's fun to say. And it has just a very spooky vibe, you know? The vibes are spooky.
And I will end it with this. You know... I think the Resident Evil 3 remake came out in 2020. It's 2023. Resident Evil 4 remake just came out on the heels, of Village. And so, you know, Resident Evil 9 is probably next. And then after that, hopefully, Resident Evil 5 remake, because it's meant to be a co-op game. And I think we've had fun, you know, I've been mostly playing the Resident Evil games. You've been picking it up whenever you get handed the controller and are, you know,
doing a great job too.
Yeah, when you don't know the controls and you haven't been going through all the tutorials that lead you up to the intense, you know, but that a game is you're practicing just to, you know, it gives you a little events to practice skills that you eventually get better at because you recognize the patterns. Matt doesn't have that because he just watches. And like watching, you can watch and kind of get it,
but it's not the same as that muscle memory that you're getting over there with
exactly.
the controller.
But when if 5 comes out with a remake, which I hope to God they do, we're gonna do it co-op. We have to.
Yeah, we will.
Unless
that'll
they take
fun.
Co-op out because people are upset with it for some reason. But
I bet it's fantastic, dude. I bet it's fun as hell.
It could just make a lot of quality of life improvements that they've been doing with like all the past games. One being taking out tank controls would be great. That just means you can freely walk while aiming, because in Resident Evil 5 right now you're just stationary and you have to stay there to shoot. And
you
to
can't
like,
walk and shoot.
And to run around, you have to like hold down the X button to like run around, and it's weird.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that, dude.
It's not like archaic, but it definitely makes for some annoying circumstances when you're stuck in a spot and can't really turn. I mean, there's a quick turn button, but you can only move so fast. And Chris is a big dude. The main character of Resident Evil 5, Chris Redfield, I believe. He has big old muscles.
Chris Raygun.
No. He doesn't look like Chris Raygun.
He does
Raygun.
Have big muscles, though.
He does, just like Chris Raygun.
You know, I'm starting to think my mom might be coming a bit of a gamer.
Fat ass.
Whoa. She listens, Ryan, to every week.
I was just, your lips looked like it was forming.
Gamer.
Because you've been talking about that she's been eating like an unhealthy amount recently.
Luke.
And that you're worried.
Yeah, I think my mom's becoming a bit of a gamer. She watched my sister play through Village.
Ooh.
And she said it was scary. And then my mom just watched The Last of Us.
Watched just a playthrough on YouTube?
No, the show.
Oh.
She okay. watched a Let's Play of The Last of Us, the whole thing.
I mean,
thing.
You go from her watching a game to...
No, she watched the Last of Us show. She said it was the scariest thing she's ever seen. What? You don't agree?
Your mom's been alive fucking 80 years, and that's the scariest thing she's ever seen.
Lay off her, man. Jesus. You're gonna hurt her feelings.
I'm sorry. She knows I love her.
Yeah, she does.
She knows I'm only saying. I'm like a little kid throwing pebbles at a playground. Sorry,
at a playground,
at a playground.
You could be standing next to the playground, throwing them at the ground on the playground.
But
you know?
But in this, I would be throwing them at a girl,
like a girl you got a crush on.
Yeah, and I am also elementary school aged in this.
Just to set the universe, you know.
Who's this fucking 30-year-old throwing rocks at elementary school kids on the playground?
We should do that for a vlog. We should do a vlog where we just do just heinous things.
I don't know why I had this idea of like, could I pull it off? This is an intrusive thought.
The dress you wore, yeah, you can pull it off.
No, thank you. I had this idea, and it's not something I'm gonna do, or something I would never do. The idea centered around a heist that I set up for myself, an easy heist. It's kind of, what I'm about to describe to you is kind of like what a starting criminal would think. It was like, a thought. My thought would be like, could I do this without you like figuring it out? I would find your wallet during the workday, take out your card, go down, buy some snacks, put it back in your wallet, and just, that's it. I would just go, use your card, buy some snacks for myself or a meal, and come back, put it back in your wallet. Could I get away with it? Could I get away with one of the most least intense heists ever? I think I could.
Oh, definitely, dude. I mean, you and I are notorious for checking our bank account activity frequently. So, yeah, I think you could easily get away with that.
You and I leave our wallets around. Like, I lose all my shit all the time.
Yeah, dude. Well, I just actually switched to a wallet because I had a phone case that I was keeping all my cards in lately. And I said, you know what? I'm not some fucking boomer, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't like this. I'm going to switch over to, my cards. The real reason I switched, my cards are falling out. So I switched back to my old wallet, and I can't get used to it. So I'm leaving it around everywhere. So it'd be very easy for you just to take my card. Honestly, what you could do is you could just take it out. I get home. I go, oh, fuck. I must have forgot to put my card back in. You could go on like a 2-day shopping spree and I wouldn't fucking notice.
Okay.
And then just a few days later at the office, just like kind of like put it maybe like under the table on the carpet. So I'm like, oh shit, I must have dropped it the other day. And I probably would never notice.
Yeah, I just throw it on the ground.
Yeah, easy.
Because you would never think that your friend Ryan would.
I would never imagine that a friend of mine would steal money from me. So it's like
going through those lengths.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like. That's the type of thing that I just wouldn't ever guess. So, yeah, you could do it. What about the opposite?
Yeah, easily.
Now, what if you and I co-conspire and do it to Justin?
Oh, yeah. You, Matt.
He's loaded, too, man. We can.
Matt, I'm going to be honest. Our employees at the office are very lucky. You and I don't try to do pranks together usually any time.
Why not?
We don't use, I feel like if you and I
start doing some pranks?
Because I feel like our pranks, I feel like we would think too much into it where it would be like this weird Truman Show-esque thing for someone else to experience. But it would be so funny to watch.
I think that you and I think it's a good, you know, some companies, you know, the higher-ups go on like business retreats to learn about leadership together,
yeah.
to grow stronger bonds. I think a way for us to grow our brotherhood and running a business is pulling pranks on our employees.
Maybe take some prank classes at our local community center.
Teach you like whoopee cushion 101.
I mean, it's at a community center. They just give people space to teach whatever they want, huh?
Do you think if we went to the community center and asked if we could do our own class, they'd let us? Pranking 101?
Well, depends, right? If it's
they have to vet it, obviously, I'm sure.
They'd have to vet it, and they'd also have to, I think that since it's a like a local government-owned thing, it would probably have to be sanctioned. It would probably have to, there would have to be taxpayer dollars given specifically to the class. Why don't we just teach people?
I'll do it for free.
How about we teach people how to be late? And people always show up on time, but you and I show up late.
All right, first class meets at 7 on the dot. We walk through the doors at like 7:13. Well,
looks like you all failed your first pop quiz.
I mean, that's the end of that class. Like, all right, see you tomorrow at 7.
Remember, don't forget, tomorrow we're meeting a little earlier at 6:45. We show up at 7:13 again.
Ooh!
Again!
Every one of you failed. And then, like, if someone does actually show up late, we're just like, yes! Yes!
I was going to say, no, we just reprimand them all the same.
Come on, man.
What do you think? You think you're going to get a job being late like this? Sure, being like, sure, you're on time most of the time, but that one time you're late is what counts.
Welcome to the class, guys. We're the Tardy Brothers, and we're going to be teaching you a little bit about how to be tardy.
Change the spelling of that. That's another type of class.
Hey, there you go. I do wonder, though.
Learn to be.
The letters are there. Tardy Brothers, you can rearrange them. Yeah. But I will say, I wonder how hard it would be to get our own class.
We probably have a better shot at doing what's that fucking thing called? Masterclass.
Like the online? And they've sponsored us before. I don't know if they still sponsor us.
I'm not saying anything negative.
No, I know. Well, I don't know, dude. They had fucking Bill Clinton do one on diversity and leadership. So it's like, I don't know if you know, they've had Bill Clinton. I don't know if they're going to have us. They had Hans Zimmer.
Love Hans. I do. He makes great scores.
Apparently Hans Zimmer's son is a megahead. I found that out through the grapevine.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. You know, maybe Hans Zimmer can write the score for our podcast.
Get another migraine.
Oh, I thought you were doing some like doctor.
Probably because I didn't get any sleep.
Yeah, how many hours?
I woke up from a migraine.
How many hours of sleep you get?
I got about 2 hours of sleep. So that's what I'm running on. I drank a Red Bull, had this, and I had some peanut butter toast and a protein shake.
I commend you for coming in, dude, because honestly, if I end up getting 2 hours of sleep, I'm texting the group, and I'm like, not today.
I forget sometimes that I could just be like, yo, I don't know why I'd start up. Yo.
It sounds cool.
Hey-o, maybe.
Hey-o!
It's more fitting for my pigmentation.
But if you're trying to sell the fact that you have a migraine, hey-o doesn't really scream that.
Probably like, hey, only got 2 hours of sleep. Sorry, guys, can't come in. No one's going to be upset with me.
You know, you and I, too, if we're just coming in to record, we can always be like, you want to meet at like 7, just do a nighttime recording?
Yeah.
No traffic on the way home.
Get some Excedrin.
You going to get some Excedrin?
Yeah.
Well, guys, Ryan's going to go pop a couple Excedrin, which is going to make the Super Mega Cast After Hours segment extra, extra lit and funny. So if you go to our Patreon right now, you can see the After Hours segment. So thank you guys for watching. We love you so much.
Sorry, I just gave people like a screenshot to do of like, if I ever am in an argument with someone on Twitter, they could like post a screenshot and be like, this you. Yeah, an argument coming from a guy like this. I did a funny little pose.
Yeah, you did.
Did you see it?
I did. Should I give everyone one for me?
Yeah.
How's that?
Open your mouth a little more. Yeah, perfect.
That's perfect. All right, yeah.
Maybe those should be the thumbnail shots.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Luke?
You put them together in Photoshop.
Mm-hmm.
You can just call the episode, This You?
Yeah. And for those who are going, this episode was too short. I wish there was more podcast for me to listen to. There is. There is more podcast for you to listen to over on our Patreon. It's $5 a month. You pay for that and you get not just the after show, which is an extended segment of this podcast. You also get a new show that we just created specifically for the Patreon called Uncle Sleepover, which is a riff track on movies. It's very Mystery Science Theater 3000-esque.
Yeah.
In terms of it's just riff tracks.
It's fun. You watch a movie with us and you listen to our great. It's like you're watching a movie with your uncles Matt and Ryan.
Exactly. There's also other behind the scenes stuff. Monthly Q&A, usually a monthly Q&A. Matt's mixtapes.
People want the Orion mixtape.
One recently came out, new Matt mixtape.
Yeah, it's fun. And we got lots of bonus stuff on there. There's a huge backlog, so.
So go check it out.
We appreciate the support. We've been getting demonetized a lot lately, so. Yeah. Appreciate it. Love you guys. And we will see you next week.
Man, it's always a slam dunk when I see Ryan and Matt. Love you guys.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.